The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Kane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Kane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Kane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra-energy efficient building and the progress being made.
Hey everyone, I'm Kate Kennedy and I am here today to talk about the Kane Passive House with Norm Horn, who is not a Kane resident, but might as well be, because he has been living above Lobo Fitness for the last at least a year, I would say. And he is the project construction manager. He'll tell me, he'll correct me on his title because he just told me 2 minutes ago and I can never get it right. But he's with a firm called Invinity and he'll explain more about that as well. So welcome, Norm.
Thanks, Kate.
We're so glad that you're here. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you do, your title, and the firm that you work with?
Sure. So my name's Norm. I work for a company called Invinity. We're based in State College, Pennsylvania. We have three divisions of the company. I work for the design, build, new construction, and renovation division. We do renewable energy, so solar, photovoltaic panels. And we have a mechanical engineering division that works largely in the healthcare sector.
So what do you typically do in a day?
It could be anything. I mean, it could be sweeping the sidewalk to, literally an hour ago, we were craning pieces of curtain wall off the truck onto the front of the building. It's a lot of email, phone calls, chasing things down, quality control, coordination, teaching. I mean, it's everything, and it's usually not what I planned for it to be that morning.
So you're everything from the behind the scenes to the hands-on, it sounds like,
yeah.
In any given day.
Yep.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this full-time since 2001.
Okay. And this is a passive house project. Have you always worked with passive house, or is this something that's been relatively new?
No. I mean, this is sort of how my career has evolved. You know, I started out of grad school working for myself, did mostly finished carpentry, high-end one-off oddball projects. Got to a point, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so ago where I started to feel really soulless. And, you know, I'd always known the guys that started Invinity and had an opportunity to do some work with them, and I've been with Invinity since, so it's really been my first real job, you know, not a self-employed sort of thing. So I mean, my knowledge, my focus has really shifted in, you know, the last 10 years, learning more about sustainability in general, and then the last 5 or 6 years going down the rabbit hole of passive house. Mm-hmm. Which has, you know, I mean, that's just completely transformed my way of thinking about construction.
Awesome. How did you get involved with this passive house project here in Kane?
So, Invinity has had a longstanding relationship with Joel Morrison, director of the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund. So, when the fund took on the idea of buying this building, you know, we were some of the first people that Joel was in touch with to say, what do we do with this beast? So, I mean, I remember taking a trip up here, and I think it was in August of probably 2019, and they were just in the middle of the gut renovation stage. So we did a walkthrough, and, you know, pretty quickly had done some preliminary energy modeling and some thoughts on means and methods of what we would actually do with the building. And fairly directly, I think in October, it was right about this week of 2019, the board voted to pursue the Enerfit Passive House certification.
Yeah, so you've really been here from pretty much the beginning, before it was even, you know, voted on to be a Passive House certified building. So that's pretty exciting. You've seen a lot of changes. You've experienced a lot of the process by overseeing this. But what were your initial thoughts when you first were, you know, invited to come up and get involved with this project? What were your initial thoughts?
Why Kane was one of them. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty common question. I mean, that pretty quickly was answered for me when I got to know some of the people around town, you know, yourself included. The vibe here is a lot different. I mean, it's not at all what you would expect. And, you know, the fund had the vision to go into, you know, community and economic development through energy efficiency, and that this is a natural place for it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. We love Kane, as you know.
I know.
And so to hear you say that you could feel it was different really means a lot. What are some of the specific things that you have learned by working on this project?
So, you know, my wheelhouse is really in, you know, high performance new construction or renovations of, you know, light framed or light wood framed buildings. So single family homes. So to tackle a 3-story all masonry building was something completely different for me. So it's a completely new building topology for my work. Mm-hmm. So that there was a little bit of a learning curve there. Mm-hmm. To get my head around that.
Well, that makes sense because, yeah, it is all brick, and that's a completely different material, a whole different beast. And you've worked at, like, your position, your job is to work directly with the contractors, right? So, you know, Renee from the Cavallaro Painting and Mark from Luciano Construction and Doug Walker and Allied. So you're working directly with all of these people. And so I'm sure that there's some learning in that too, because that's it's all new for everybody.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they probably all want me to get out of the way and let them do their work every now and again. But you know, I mean, I sort of view what I do here as sort of a teaching role. You know, and it's maybe debatable of how good of a teacher I am sometimes. But you know, it takes time to get your head around this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, I enjoy trying to translate what's on the plans to what needs to happen in the field. Mm-hmm. And trying to make the connections between skill sets that people already have. Mm-hmm. And how they can, you know, leverage those to make a jump ahead to a different building design and construction methodology.
Do you have an example of how you've seen that happen?
I mean, you know, like, a pretty simple one was like working with Renee on the air sealing. You know, so we have a lot of fluid applied air and water barriers on the project. It looks like paint. It's not paint. But the right person for putting those products on the wall is a painter. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, the level of care and attention to detail that, you know, she as a finisher brings to the project. Mm-hmm. Helps us out in our insulation and building envelope work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe she doesn't maybe need to know the, you know, the permeability of a certain air barrier, right? But she knows how to put it on and make it look good. And if it looks perfect, chances are it is perfect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the air tightness testing that we've been doing so far sort of is pointing in the direction that things are in a really good position.
Could you talk about that air testing that you're doing, air sealing testing?
Yeah. So one of the 5 key principles to Passive House is creating an airtight building envelope. So it basically simulates 20 mile an hour wind on all sides of the building trying to blow in. So what we're looking for in the renovation Passive House standards is no more than one air change per hour when we're depressurized to 50 pascals, meaning that, you know, if you ran that fan, you know, for an hour, you're going to exchange the volume of air within the building less than once. The new construction standard is 0.6 air changes at 50. It's relaxed for the renovation standard. So we need to be doing testing throughout the process so that it's not a surprise at the end. It was really difficult for this job because, you know, for the whole winter, spring, summer, we had, you know, plastic over the windows, plastic over the openings in the front, numerous other gaping holes in the building. I think I figured it out that was maybe well over 1,000 square feet of holes that we had covered in plastic with only 6,000 square feet of envelope area exposed to ambient air. So when we did our first tests back in the winter, pretty quickly sucked the plastic off the windows. But for the 30 seconds or so that it stayed up there, we got some really good numbers. We were at like 1.2 air changes per hour. So
yeah,
that to me is encouraging that the finish line for air tightness is really close.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat that you have a way to test that throughout the process too. Yeah. So you kind of know where you stand.
And in a couple of weeks here, when the front glazing is installed, then we're going to really know where we're at, because mm-hmm. that, you know, we have back windows in, we'll get the front windows in, mm-hmm. we've got all those other, you know, assorted penetrations filled up. This is going to get fun, you know, for the energy nerds here in a couple of weeks.
You mentioned one of the components. You said there's five components of Passive House. You mentioned the one. Could you briefly just share what all five are?
Yeah. So we talked about creating an airtight building envelope. Second one is higher than what you would expect levels of insulation, continuous insulation. That's important too. Third one is thermally superior windows and doors. Fourth one is absence of thermal bridging. And the fifth is providing continuous mechanical ventilation with heat recovery.
Okay. Well, you knew that right off the top of your head there. You think you do this every day.
Yeah.
Did you have to get any kind of special education yourself in order to do this project?
So I'm certified through the Passive House Institute, the International Institute, as a certified Passive House tradesperson and a certified Passive House consultant.
And was that something that's recent, or have you had that for a while?
I got the tradesperson certification maybe four and a half years ago, and then the consultant exam, I took that last summer, and it came through about this time last year for
okay.
me.
Okay, yeah. I thought I remembered something yep. happening. Well, you know, I think that it does show that your path has evolved from just kind of learning about it and being certified to now you have hands-on experience on something that's pretty, as we've heard from other speakers, you know, kind of a challenging project, being that this building is so old and it is bricks, not, you know, a new construction. So it sounds like you're earning your titles here. Do you think, now that you've spent some time here in Kane, do you think that this building will impact our community? And if you do, how?
Definitely the project will impact the community. I mean, I think it already has. And the fact that that we're doing this right now, that we're talking about it, I mean, that's big. You know, we have our associate architect, Donna Zirkney from NScale Architects up in Warren. You know, she just passed her certified Passive House Designer class. So, you know, being involved with it has helped her advance her career, up her game, and change the way she thinks about it. You know, Mark Luciano is in the throes of the tradesperson certification class. So, I mean, here's a guy who's been doing it for 40 years rethinking how he looks at buildings. So, I mean, to me, that's incredible that people, and inspiring that people are willing to release the baggage of the way they've always done things and, you know, to think about think about this all in a new light.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that maybe this is true everywhere. Again, I'm a little partial to this area, but I think that that kind of entrepreneurial spirit or that willingness to, no matter how long you've been in something, continue to think of new ways to do it and be open to that, mm-hmm. Is a great component of what makes this area such a special place. So I'm glad to hear that you've been seeing that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of learning, not just from the people working on the building, but people like me who have just learned a whole level of things I never knew before.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the fact that you have the thing moving forward with the Pittsburgh Children's Museum, mm-hmm. you know, talking with Joe Lanick about, you know, how we can do redevelopment in single family homes mm-hmm. in town. I mean, the fact that those conversations are happening now, mm-hmm. that's huge to me.
Yeah, it's huge to us too. So that's great. Okay, well, Norm, we've gotten a lot of good information from you. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap things up?
I just like to say thanks to everyone in Kane for putting up with us. I mean, I know it's disruptive, you know, with noise and dirt and traffic, but we're getting there. We're closer than we were at this time last year. And
thankfully.
And, you know, I think it's all going to be really well worth it here in a few months.
Yeah. And we're going to really see the changes on the outside here sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, between now and Thanksgiving and Christmas, I mean, it's going to go quickly,
yeah.
I think.
Well, this is awesome, Norm. Thank you so much for all that you're giving to our community. And we've seen you out and about a little bit, eating different places here and there. So thanks for supporting our sure. local businesses as well while you're here. Norm, thank you so much for your time. And, you know, I'll be talking to you again soon.
Sure thing. I'm going to interview you.
Oh,
to see what you learned on this,
this whole process. I've learned a lot. So, all right, Norm, thanks all again. Right.
Thanks, Kate.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Kane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.